54 degrees at 8:55. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning with Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Walking in this morning, not a whole lot on deck for today. Plenty of field work taking place, and the weather looks pretty open for the time being. FOMC minutes from their last meeting are due out this afternoon. Recent rhetoric suggests the Fed is still looking to raise interest rates at least once, maybe twice this year, possibly you know, after the next meeting. This has buoyed the dollar, consequently pressuring commodity prices this morning. Current market prices show corn down a penny basis to July at 3.96. Down a penny and a quarter basis, the Dec at 402.5. Nice to see us above that $4 mark for a change. Looking at the soybean complex, July beans, 1067 and a quarter, down 13. November beans down 11 at 1056 and a quarter. Soybean meal for July is 367 and a half, down $1.60. And soybean oil under pressure, down at 32.24 a pound, down 56. Also following palm oil, which basically is at a 2-week low. July Chicago wheat, 480 and a half, down 1 1/4. Kansas City, July, 457, down a half. And Minneapolis wheat, 537, basis of July, down 2 1/4. Hogs look to be mildly defensive this morning, and as well as cattle. So looking at the storyline, we've also got crude up about 20 cents, trading at almost $48.50 a barrel. And the dollar's up about 29, as we said, kind of following the FOMC head fake. Open interest numbers reviewed this morning suggest corn saw some new buying interest yesterday to the tune of about 22,000 contracts. Soybeans also saw some apparent new buying interest to the tune of about 23,000 contracts. It looks like a possible new record long for funds in the bean complex. Wheat open interest dropped about 5,000 contracts yesterday, which should be construed as renewed short covering in the wake of positive close. Now we're looking at South American issues, especially in Brazil, that may still need to be sorted out and is likely why the soybean complex has outperformed many people's expectations recently. Growing rhetoric about corn imports into Brazil all but confirmed that exports may be trimmed from them, while Argentina and the U.S. and other corn exporters may be called upon to fill the void. As we've learned from previous examples, when an exporter turns importer, the solution may take several years in the making. The true challenge is the need to overproduce in order to create overage in inventories. Keep in mind that South America does have almost a perpetual growing season, so it's going to be a little bit easier for them to fix it than for other countries. Reductions in the pace of Brazil's soybean exports may also need to take place. They are apparently front-end loaded for exports, and the brisk export pace early may leave them short of their commitments later on in the year. This is on top of the production figures starting to trend lower, puts a positive spin on world prices in general. Looking ahead, we're looking for more cuts in CONAB and the USDA, which should firm up the USDA's increased export numbers going forward. An increase in weekly export sales in beans would almost seal the deal in those numbers, as we've seen less impressive numbers the last couple of months. Thanks a lot, Brian, and I hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot. Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities from Lafayette, Indiana, joining us on this Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Dow trading a little bit lower this morning, off 44 points at 17,486. The S&P down 2, and the NASDAQ trading up 11 points at this hour. Partly sunny skies in your weather forecast today. Perhaps an isolated shower this afternoon. Just a 20% chance. The high 65 degrees. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Perhaps an isolated shower this evening. The low 45 degrees. Sunny skies in the forecast for tomorrow. We'll get up to 70 for the high. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 49. Mostly cloudy skies Friday, but as of now, no chance of rain in the forecast with a high of 70 degrees. In fact, no precipitation in the forecast all the way through Tuesday of next week.